We've all had friends that have moved away that we've never seen again. Now with modern technology, it's easier now to keep in touch than when we were younger. But my best friend growing up in grade school in California is a kid that I haven't seen in 35 years. For 4 years, Mike Musgrave and I did everything together. Went to the beach, went to Dodger games, went to Star Wars together. At times, I think I slept over at his house more than I ever slept at my own. My family moved to Minnesota, and I haven't seen Mike Musgrave since. The Bemidji State Beavers had a friend, a great friend, for a lot of years. That friend vanished. The power play is gone. We don't know if it was kidnapped. We don't know if it just ran away. We don't know if it's ever coming back. 3 years ago, Bemidji State was 22% of the power play. They had one of the best combined special teams units in all of college hockey. Last year, that power play number dipped to 14%. This year, 6%. In fact, if you go back to February of last year, the Beavers are less than 3% on the power play until now. Heck, last Saturday alone, the Beavers had 5 power play chances in the first period and trailed 2-1.
Touched up by the Nanooks, and a penalty is going to be called here. Charlie Combs got held back behind the net. Jack Weiss will head to the penalty box.
Remember our times and know who I am. Memory stays until we can breathe.
Between the circles now, Aaron Miller gets tied up. It's controlled by the Nanooks. Marcus Kummels to the left half boards. Elias Rosen cannot hold. It's a 2-on-1 here for the Nanooks. Klein sends over with a shot. They score. Tristan Thompson. Officially a shorthanded goal. Nanooks lead 1-0. Is now upcoming on, I believe, the Nanooks again. High sticking call, I believe. And Bemidji State going right back on an Otter Tail power play. Headed to the box is Caleb Height. Penalty time is done. And another penalty is upcoming. Bemidji State's Nick Cardelli got belted down to the ice. I believe the Nanooks will head for their third straight penalty. Nanooks clear. 6 seconds left in the penalty. And the Nanooks have killed off now 3 straight penalties in the first 8 minutes of the game. Beavers push it ahead. Hampus Schodahl, right side circle with a shot. Save is made. And over skating the rebound is Carter Jones. Back the other way. Here come the Nanooks. Kyler Hope carries a centering pass. Deflected. They score. 8 minutes in, Nanooks have taken 3 penalties, scored a shorty, and scored right after they killed off a penalty.
Will that friend, Mr. Power Play, come back? Was it just missing? Was it kidnapped? If you've seen our friend the power play, tell it to come home soon. The Beavers miss their friend. They need their friend. The saying is, friendship makes the heart grow fonder. I say friendship and a power play gives Bemidji State a better chance of winning. Beavers, Lake State Lakers, pregame show next here on the Beaver Radio Network.